Chapter 21. A king's heart is as streams of water in the hand of Jehovah. Everywhere that he delights to, he turns it. Every way of a man is upright in his own eyes, but Jehovah is making an estimate of hearts. To carry on righteousness and judgment is more preferable to Jehovah than sacrifice. Haughty eyes and an arrogant heart, the lamp of the wicked ones, are sin. The plans of the diligent one surely make for advantage, but every one that is hasty surely heads for want. The getting of treasures by a false tongue is an exhalation driven away in the case of those seeking death. The very despoiling by the wicked ones will drag them away, for they have refused to do justice. A man, even a stranger, is crooked in his way, but the pure one is upright in his activity. Better is it to dwell upon a corner of a roof than with a contentious wife, although in a house in common. The very soul of the wicked one has craved what is bad. His fellow will be shown no favor in his eyes. By the laying of a fine on the ridiculer, the inexperienced becomes wise, and by one's giving insight to a wise person, he gets knowledge. The righteous one is giving consideration to the house of the wicked one, subverting the wicked ones to their calamity. As for anyone stopping up his ear from the complaining cry of the lowly one, he himself also will call and not be answered. A gift made in secrecy subdues anger, and a bribe in the bosom, strong rage. It is a rejoicing for the righteous one to do justice, but there is something terrible for those practicing what is hurtful. As for a man wandering from the way of insight, he will rest in the very congregation of those impotent in death. He that is loving merriment will be an individual in want. He that is loving wine and oil will not gain riches. The wicked is a ransom for the righteous one, and the one dealing treacherously takes the place of the upright ones. Better is it to dwell in a wilderness land than with a contentious wife along with vexation. Desirable treasure and oil are in the abode of the wise one, but the man that is stupid will swallow it up. He that is pursuing righteousness and loving kindness will find life, righteousness, and glory. A wise one has scaled even the city of mighty men, that he might bring down the strength of its confidence. He that is keeping his mouth and his tongue is keeping his soul from distresses. Presumptuous, self-assuming braggart is the name of the one who is acting in a fury of presumptuousness. The very craving of the lazy will put him to death, for his hands have refused to work. All the day he has shown himself eagerly craving, but the righteous one gives and holds nothing back. The sacrifice of the wicked ones is something detestable. How much more so when one brings it along with loose conduct? A lying witness will perish, but the man that is listening will speak even forever. A wicked man has put on a bold face, but the upright is the one that will firmly establish his ways. There is no wisdom, nor any discernment, nor any counsel in opposition to Jehovah. The horse is something prepared for the day of battle, but salvation belongs to Jehovah.